As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for brain support, Brain Regain, Cogumin SLCP, and Magtine. This premium collection may support blood flow and neuronal membrane fluidity and facilitates intercellular communication. They may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive function and performance, mental acuity, learning, and memory, and may promote a relaxed mood. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
To Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back for another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I hope you're enjoying your holiday sojourn as we celebrate Labor Day. And we got lots to share with you this hour, and you can participate. Call us at 877-726-8255. We'll answer your medical questions or air your comments. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Each week we endeavor to synthesize those for you and look at some of the medical headlines, some of the medical innovations, and boil them down in entertaining format. 877-726-8255 also is an opportunity for you to call and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
81 years old, and I have rheumatoid arthritis. And after a fall, a traumatic fall, I guess, I really had a flare-up after being on prednisone and then meloxicam. I wanted to know if you have a protocol how to handle this where I can be free of drugs and handle it naturally, either by diet, and I am on an anti-inflammatory diet, and I do take supplements. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Yeah, and this is not unheard of, is that a trauma can sometimes make rheumatoid arthritis worse. And the first time I encountered this was early in my practice. I had a patient come in who was a hunter. And what he would do is he would get up in a tree, and I guess that's what deer hunters do during deer season, and he would wait for the deer to come by on their familiar trail, and then he would bag himself a deer. But a deer came along, and he got so excited that he fell out of the tree. The deer got away, and he had a tremendous flare of his arthritis, not just where he injured himself, because you might think, okay, great, you know, you have arthritis of the knee, and you bang up your knee, it's going to make it worse. But it was throughout his body. It was a whole body thing. And apparently what happens is that when you have trauma, a bunch of your cells or damaged tissue gets into the bloodstream and it goes to the joints, and your immune system sees that as a potential foreign invader, and it then mounts a renewed or increased attack on yourself. This is called autoimmunity. And you can experience a flare of your arthritis, not just in the injured place, but throughout your body. So this is not an unfamiliar scenario. So some of the things you can do. Well, yes, you're on an anti-inflammatory diet. That, I think, is going to help. And there's lots of anti-inflammatory nutrients, spices, fresh fruits and vegetables, beneficial fibers. These can make a difference. You want to stay away from the pro-inflammatory foods like sugar and refined carbohydrates, poor quality oils, chemicalized food, in essence, ultra-processed food can make inflammation worse. And they're actually, you know, you can look it up. Anti-inflammatory diets abound on the internet. Just Google them, and there are books on that subject. Or when it comes to supplements, you want to take a lot of fish oil, high-dose fish oil, maybe up your fish oil to maybe 6 or 8 capsules per day. There's something called SPM, which is actually a metabolite of fish oil, specific pro-resolving metabolites. And these are very, very strong anti-inflammatory substances. They're available under the initials SPM. I often prescribe it to patients who have inflammatory problems. Also, higher dose curcumin. You may take 4 to 6 per day. You may also want to take a product called Ache Action, which combines a variety of nutrients, ginger and white willow bark, which have a really good effect on inflammation. And make sure you get adequate vitamin D, because vitamin D has been shown to, while it enhances immunity to infections, it's been shown to be helpful vis-a-vis COVID, for example. So it enhances immunity, but also when your immunity is out of control, it seems to rein it in, as in autoimmune conditions like multiple sclerosis and rheumatoid arthritis. So make sure you have adequate vitamin D. You may want to take as much as 5,000 per day. That's usually safe, although you should get levels monitored. That can make a difference. And when you're on prednisone, I always recommend that folks take DHEA, which is a hormone. And DHEA is an androgen. It's available over the counter. It's a weak androgen, not like testosterone, which needs to be prescribed, but it can actually help with inflammation and healing. Often when you take prednisone, your DHEA levels dip, and DHEA can be an important thing to take along with prednisone. Hopefully you'll be able to wean off soon. So there you have it. Those are among the things that can make a difference. And I wish you a speedy recovery. And, you know, while we're talking about falls, I wrote an article about falls and why people lose balance as they age. And our celebrity fall of the week happened to Elton John. Elton John was alarming headlines were broadcast across the world. Elton John hospitalized at his home in Monaco on the Riviera, where he hangs out. And we thought, oh my goodness, is this the beginning of the end of Elton John? But unfortunately, it was a quick hospitalization after a fall. He was sent home, and he didn't suffer any serious injuries. But falling, the susceptibility to falling is a hallmark of aging and frailty. And so in this article, I wrote that each year, 3 million older people are treated in emergency departments for fall injuries. Over 800,000 patients a year are hospitalized because of a fall injury, often because of a head injury or a devastating hip fracture. There are 300,000 older people who are hospitalized for hip fractures each year, 95% of which are caused by falling. And in 2015, the total medical cost for falls totaled more than $50 billion, with a B, dollars. Medicare and Medicaid shouldered 75% of these costs. So it's a very, very costly thing and caused a lot of suffering. And unfortunately, falls can sometimes be the beginning of the end for a lot of older individuals. They become progressively debilitated. They can't exercise. They suffer chronic pain. They're on multiple medications. And it can herald a decline. We see that with, for example, with Dianne Feinstein, who fell recently, and also with Senate Majority Leader for the Republicans from Kentucky, who also suffered a concussion and is now showing signs of decline. So what are some of the factors? I list 10 factors that converge to undermine our balance as we age. First of all, it's the vestibular system. The vestibular system is the balance system in the brain, consisting of semicircular canals, and they contain a fluid which sloshes around and helps us orient ourselves in space, and that system declines as we age. The brain, the cerebellum, is an important structure in the brain that helps us with postural adjustments and movement. And certain neurological diseases like MS and Parkinson's disease amplify the risk for falls, as does the aftermath of strokes. But the decline in brain function definitely occurs to all of us as we age, and that may undermine balance. Muscles weaken as we age. Exercise can help stave off sarcopenia, which is the process by which muscle strength declines as we age. Our joints become problematic, like in this instance of this individual who fell. She has rheumatoid arthritis, joint problems. When the joints hurt and don't function well, one is more susceptible to falls. Obesity is a risk factor for falls. It's been shown that a higher percentage of seniors who are obese suffer falls. The spine is a problem because there's something that occurs as we age when the spine develops deformities and osteoarthritis. There's a compression of the spinal canal around the spinal cord, and there's a weakening of nerve impulses to the lower extremities. Spinal stenosis is the name for this phenomenon, and it's something that occurs to a greater or lesser extent to most people as they age. Also, visual deficits contribute. You can't see well, you're going to fall. Various visual conditions, cataracts, macular degeneration, and glaucoma limit people's ability to see obstacles and they fall. There's also a problem with what's called proprioception. People who develop neuropathy can't feel the ground and they're more susceptible to falls. Drugs are a major cause for falls because as you age, you know, more people taking a lot of medications. They take sleep drugs, leaving them drowsy and disoriented. They take sometimes psych medicines for mood that can cloud perception. Blood pressure medications can precipitously drop your blood pressure, causing you to faint or fall or get woozy. And diabetes drugs, even insulin, can drop blood sugar so low that patients pass out. When it comes to the heart too can be responsible for it. Atrial fibrillation can make you dizzy and fall, and so too can what's called bradycardia, signaling a need for a pacemaker that makes people faint sometimes. So fall prevention, big theme, working on all these categories and, you know, doing physical exercise and balance training, doing things like yoga, tai chi, various activities that strengthen you, dancing, stationary bicycling. These are things that can be an important part of your bulwark against falling, which could be the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back or breaks your hip. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Welcome back to Sellers of Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I'm with you on a holiday weekend, and you can call us at 877-726-8255. Absent that, we've got some recorded calls, so let's hear one of those.
My daughter, 47 years old, was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's. She went into full remission. Then she went for the stem cell transplant. Her 100-day post is September 8th. And now she has COVID. She's done very well until now with the transplant, but her doctor told her to take vitamin D and zinc. Isn't there more to give for early onset of COVID, especially in her state of health?
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. This is an interesting question because, there's some generic things that you can take for COVID that can be helpful. And I'm glad at least that they're suggesting vitamin D and zinc, because those are, I think, two of the most important things. Zinc is great for immunity, and vitamin D has actually been shown. It's one of the most powerful supplements for supporting immune system response in COVID. And it's probably the best studied intervention, because some of the other things that are plausible, yeah, they haven't been studied that well. It would be, first of all, let's back up a little bit, because this is not just an ordinary 47-year-old who has COVID. I could, give some general advice, which I'll give you. But this is somebody who's had a stem cell transplant and has had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a celebrity example of this, was Jeff Bridges, who had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and had a very, very serious life-threatening case of COVID because he was on immunosuppressive medication to knock out his B cells when he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which usually involves B cells. Well, that suppresses one's immune response. And so he had a very, very rough course with COVID early on in the pandemic. And one of the treatments that was around then that helped to bring him around was something called convalescent plasma. And it was a kind of a crude effort to just take whatever chicken soup elixir was present in the bloodstream of people who recovered from COVID and give it to people who lacked a fully working immune system. And that actually turned the corner for him, maybe saved his life. Now, companies are making specific COVID antibody treatments. And Jeff Bridges apparently has gotten into a partnership with AstraZeneca to advocate for those types of treatments in people who are immunosuppressed. And specifically, he had seemingly, I don't know the details, but it sounds like he had what your daughter had. However, your daughter has recovered. She's had a stem cell transplant. She may be a candidate for Paxlovid, which is kind of a powerful medication that can be helpful sometimes for COVID. She should also take melatonin and quercetin. I think those things can make a difference. There's evidence that certain things like curcumin may also have a role to play. So those are some of the things that can help your daughter along. And, hopefully she's getting good medical treatment and that maybe she's a candidate for that antibody treatment if her immune system is not functioning normally. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce premier CBD chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD pet hip and joint health chews and Plus CBD pet calming care chews. To learn more, And to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I'll share an important study on vitamin D and cancer with you in just a moment. But first, 877-726-8255, our number. Some people have called in recorded questions. Let's hear one of those.
Hi, my name is Fanny, and I am calling because I really have an important question. I would like to ask you if taking bioidentical hormones, if it's necessary for symptoms that you have developed during menopause, are safe, especially estrogens. I am seeing a holistic doctor. You might have to take them. I don't like hormones, especially estrogens, because breast cancer and other cancers. But I would like to know what is your opinion before I talk to my own doctor. Thank you so much.
Okay, this is a really important area because the history of this is that in the 1980s and 1990s, they developed this idea that menopause was a medical condition that could be fixed by giving women hormones. And so the use of postmenopausal hormonal replacement therapy became quite popular. And then along came something called the Women's Health Initiative Study, which suggested that taking hormones could increase the risk for breast cancer. And then all of a sudden, there was a big shift in public perception and also among the medical establishment that, no, this was dangerous and that we should tell women not to take hormones because, hey, it makes sense. Hormones, breast tissue, we're going to have more breast cancer. But then when it took a few years before they reinterpreted and reanalyzed the results of the Women's Health Initiative study, and what they found was that in the study, the women who came to harm with this, and there was also an increased risk of cardiovascular problems. Many of those women were started on hormone replacement therapy late in life, in their 60s and 70s, and maybe they already had cardiovascular risk, and maybe that was what was happening. We know that the birth control risk, the birth control pill increases the risk for blood clots in younger women, and perhaps in older women who are prone to cardiovascular disease, and many women are not. What they found is that all in all, hormone replacement therapy started by women around the age of 50, the usual age of menopause, did not significantly increase the risk for breast cancer, especially when they just got the estrogen. Estrogen wasn't the culprit. It was the synthetic progesterone that seemed to be more of the culprit. And these days, most savvy doctors are not prescribing Provera, synthetic progesterone, medroxyprogesterone, as the complement to estrogen treatment. They are prescribing a more bioidentical form of progesterone, which is micronized progesterone, and that does not seem to hike the risk for breast cancer very much. Now, certain exceptions, women who have a family history of breast cancer, women who've already had suspicious lesions, or women perhaps who've had breast cancer, maybe, just maybe, they should refrain from hormone replacement and they can use other natural means to deal with menopause. Not all women need hormone replacement therapy at menopause. Sometimes the symptoms are transient, they go away in a few months. But if you're suffering from sleep problems, if you feel really brain dead, your memory and focus are completely out of kilter, if you have terrible hot flashes, if you have real problems with sex, you reduced libido, difficulty with intercourse, pain, burning, discomfort, hormone replacement therapy can be really beneficial. And, you know, just this week in the office, a couple of women checked in after I prescribed natural hormone replacement therapy for them. They had been reluctant at first because of concerns. I reassured them, and now they're not going to look back. They just said they're just feeling really great on the properly administered, kind of personalized, custom formulated bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, because we don't want to use a one-size-fits-all approach. We want to use an approach that meets a woman's particular needs. But there are natural alternatives. You can use Siberian various forms of Siberian ginseng. You can use things like Siberian rhubarb. You can use DIM or indole-3-carbinol for menopause. Melatonin will help with sleep problems. You can use other types of things, including various types of, you know, even CBD for sleep. There are a lot of workarounds that you can use when women experience hormonal problems. Sometimes you can use a little natural progesterone alone, progesterone cream or progesterone oral, avoiding the risk associated with estrogen. But in general, I think the risk has been overblown, and in an alarmist interpretation of this Women's Health Initiative study, which most doctors now realize caused a lot of women hardship because it made them leery of a treatment that could provide them with tremendous quality of life. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of CBD, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control. Temperature control, important in menopause, and inflammatory and immune responses. The CBD brand that I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use the coupon code Hoffman30 for, get this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies. And boy, is sleep a prevalent problem among my patients, and particularly among women transitioning in midlife. Sleep quality often deteriorates, and I think this is a very potent solution. 877-726-8255, our number. I promised a study on the relationship between vitamin D and cancer, and this study really is very impressive. Okay, there's this thing that's associated with many cancers. It's called P53, and P53, when it's overexpressed, is something that suppresses a tumor suppressor. So that's a double negative. If you suppress a suppressor, you get an enhancement of the tumor. So P53 is a natural thing that we have in our genetics, but in cancers, it's sometimes overexpressed. So what you're getting is runaway cancer, cancer that's poorly differentiated, that has a very poor prognosis. Now, not all cancers express P53, but some of the worst cancers across the board, many different cancers express P53, colon cancer, breast cancer, many other cancers. And so, okay, what they found, and so this is not for all cancers. It's for the cancers where P53 plays a role, which is a high percentage of cancers, 10 to 60% of cancers. When it's there, it's associated with poorly differentiated cancer and poor survival. What they found is that vitamin D supplementation at a dose of 2,000 IUs per day, that's a very modest dose, they found that there was a 3.7 times greater risk of death or relapse in the placebo group than in the group that received just 2,000 IUs per day of vitamin D3. So it's nearly fourfold higher risk in the women who did not receive the vitamin D. So Two comments on this by Dr. Cedric Garland, who's kind of like the godfather of vitamin D. Initially did a lot of research on vitamin D and colon cancer in the 1980s. He says that the dosage of 2,000 IUs per day in his experiment probably is not a large enough dose to assess the potential benefits of a more appropriate 4,000 to 5,000 IUs per day of vitamin D3, still well within the safety range of vitamin D, or the potential for vitamin D to be very decisive for women who test low in vitamin D, because this is a general population where vitamin D is fairly prevalent, but it wasn't specifically targeting women who were low in vitamin D. You got P53 and low vitamin D, double trouble, and vitamin D can play a big role in reversing the deleterious effects of this P53 expression, which turns off cancer defenses. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And this holiday weekend, as you lift your life, as you relax on Labor Day, let's lift one for Jimmy Buffett. Let's hear it, Stevie-O. There you go, because Jimmy Buffett has passed away. And so
Labor Day weekend,
and so he's gone up to Margaritaville in the sky. And so we commemorate the passing of Jimmy Buffett, who has accompanied us on many, many relaxed weekends. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one final call. Let's hear it.
Which supplements are okay to take, not with a meal, but by themselves? And which ones do you take in the AM and which do you take in the PM? I would love to have somebody tell me the answer to that.
Okay, so I think people tend to overthink this. Most supplements are okay to take with food, and it really doesn't matter when you take them. All right, now I know that there's been a lot of to-do about this is the AM supplement, this is the PM supplement. People have branded entire supplement lines based on that concept of the AM supplements and the PM supplements. It may be the case that if you're aiming to treat osteoporosis, that you may want to take more calcium at night because bone forming occurs near bedtime. It may be that certain supplements have an excitatory effect. For some people, they don't really do well with B vitamins, for example, taken late at night because it keeps them up. It has a stimulating effect. But for the most part, not a problem. Certain supplements should be taken with food, especially the fat-soluble things. That would be A, D, E, K, and fish oil, for example. Coenzyme Q10 is another example of something that should be taken with food. There's also the need for certain supplements that are precursors to neurotransmitters. Say you're taking tyrosine or tryptophan to boost your neurotransmitters. Maybe you want to take them away from protein because protein can interfere with them. There's also concern about taking certain supplements with medications. So you're taking your thyroid medication in the morning. You certainly don't want to take a big calcium supplement with it. Certain supplements interfere with medications, with antibiotics, for example. But I tend to, you know, it's burdensome enough to take supplements, to buy them, to organize them, and to have fidelity to take them. So my rule of thumb is to take supplements with breakfast and lunch, because I divide my supplements into two different doses. I take the same thing in the morning, the same thing in the afternoon, and then I'm free to eat dinner. And, you know, when I go out to dinner with people, I don't have a bunch of supplements rattling around on the table and get kind of self-conscious, having a great meal and popping supplements kind of interrupts the flow of the conversation. So there you have it. That's my take on it. I don't think you need to overthink it. Frequent wildfires contributing to airborne pollution and the fall allergy season upon us. Time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by wildfire pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by wildfire smoke. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor lipids powder. That's my favorite way of getting NT Factor into me. I add it to my smoothies. I can sprinkle it on fruit dessert. And get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. It's a great introductory offer. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free, and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. So this item has to do with smoking. It's a new way of helping people quit smoking. Quitting smoking is one of the hardest things. It's harder even than getting off alcohol, getting off drugs. It is really serious addiction. And a new treatment aims at delivering magnetic pulses to the brain to help people overcome addiction to cigarettes. They say there's still a lot to learn about the right frequency and intensity, what brain regions to stimulate. The stimulation was targeted at the lateral prefrontal cortex. The thing looks, you know, remember what old-fashioned beauty parlors used to look like? The device looks like those hair dryers that used to line up in the beauty parlors, hair salons. But it delivers magnetic pulses to the brain. It's called TMS. Transcranial magnetic stimulation. And you do feel it. It feels a little like a mild electrical shock to the head. It isn't painful, but it can be a little unpleasant. And so that is thought to be a potential promising treatment for not just tobacco addiction, but for addictions in general. The success rate was, you know, still not 100%, but it did increase the rate at which people were able to kick the butts. 877-726-8255 is our number throughout the week where you can call and record a question. We'd like to field some of those questions next week. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great holiday weekend. And remember that Intelligent Medicine is the hub where you can sign up for our newsletter. You can download our podcasts, great articles there. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And you can also shop via FullScript at my online dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com.